camera, and I know you've been posting pictures on your gram and stuff, how you've been up state for a couple years and all that. So tell people a little bit about that, how that came about, and how that experience shaped who you are and put you in the position you are now.
Like, man, one of the things is like it's lesson learned and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got choices, like, you control yourself, you know what I'm saying? That's what I realized and shit. As growing up and shit, as going through all that shit, I really control myself. Like, if I want to go to jail and do shit, I really can send myself to jail and do shit. You know what I'm saying? If I want to stay out here, I'm stay the fuck out here. I just chose to stay out here. And I got a son. So just like, man, fuck that. I got a son. My son need me. Baby need me. My motherfucking niggas need me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like one of the last hoops around 28th and Jefferson. You know what I'm saying? Like, the last hoop around there. So he's like, all right, I'm going to bet this kind of hoop. I'm showing the motherfucker, like, man, like, a nigga is easy to support a negative. It's easy as shit, yo. That's what blow a nigga head off. You know what I mean? Niggas deal with that shit right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what blow a nigga head off. But no, let's go do this. How many motherfuckers gonna support this? Let's go do this right. You know what I'm saying? Some positive. That's how many motherfuckers gonna support this right. I respect it. You know what I'm saying? Word. It's just like, fuck jail. For anybody that's in jail, fuck jail. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what don't make you a man. That's what makes you mad. It's gonna make you mad. So I'm just like, man, fuck jail. Like, alright, you get through, you survive through, whatever. But, man, I chose to be out of here. You know what I mean? I do it. Anything I do in jail, I do it 10 times better, though. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't got anything to do with that. Word. They told me a lot. They'll show you who they are, who ain't dead. You know what I mean?
So now, moving forward with the murder gang situation, so you was the person that initially introduced everybody to ARAB and kind of built that connection, that affiliation between murder gang and OBH. Can you talk about that?
Sure. Like, I do anything with some weak shit. Like, I'm a nigga that's like this. I'm not for myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm not worrying about this nigga hiding the nigga. I'm not worrying about none of that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not for myself. You know, we all gonna meet this motherfucker. We all gonna meet the line. Every line I get, my homies gonna meet with point blank period.
Okay.
And man, at the end of the day, like, it might not be me, it might be them who gonna get this shit. You know what I'm saying? It might be them motherfuckers gonna get this shit, or the next one. But they all need to know the line. So I mean, I let everybody meet the line and shit, and they count. Mm-hmm. When I ain't around, they all got their own personal bond with him, and they come when I ain't around. And that's exactly how I'm supposed to be and shit. You dig what I'm saying? I'm gonna feel off regardless.
Alright, so now, moving forward, you know what I mean, with Skinny Me, what can people look for? What can they expect from you? You know what I mean? You got projects, music, whatever. Tell the people about that work they can look for to check you out.
Oh, yeah, the realest side, though. The realest side of Notorious Skinny Me. I'm driving the best of Notorious Skinny Me. I'm trying to figure out, like, I want to mixtape or album and shit. But it's just like, I gain more and more fans every motherfucking day. Every time I turn around, I'm getting more and more fans. So it's like, we don't want to put it out. So it's like, all right, this is the most anticipated. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing our national anticipated and shit. And records not hold and shit. Ain't doing this, ain't doing that. Ain't doing this, ain't doing this. Keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? But at @JSU_Bash, nah, that's my Instagram and shit. I wasn't trying to just skinny me, but no, everybody know me at @JSU_Bash and all that shit. He rap me shit, that's what I'm talking with me and all that shit, cause I ain't do all that shit. High school and middle school, and I ain't get a chance to do all that shit. I just came out here, came home from jail and shit. Got a motherfucking rap lead and shit, put the lead to the ocean and shit.
Man, bullshit.
Put the wave to the ocean. That's all I did, you know, put the wave to the ocean. And stand myself, making me reference hits.
So, but if people watching you that's not really familiar with you, they don't really know about your movement, know about your music, know about your gang and all that, what would you tell them a reason why they should listen to you, why they should pay attention to you and your movement?
Yeah, I like, we just like, like, that's the thing, so it's just like, man, we don't want nobody to feel sorry for us. We ain't trying to over-exaggerate no shit, you dig what I'm saying? Like, I ain't trying to do none of that. I ain't trying to, like, over-exaggerate no shit. I just want to understand where I'm coming from. Like, put your hand in the key, get in the shoe, walk in your life, we'll miss you and shit. Like, take it to me, miss you with me and shit. We don't know where I'm coming from. Like, I'm saying, like, the way I am.
Real life shit
about me. Real life rap to the rest of the universe. I'm talking about me. You know, all my rap shit, all my shit. Shit like that, my nigga, through that shit, shit like that. So, shit like that, sorry.
Yeah. I'm just gonna. That's it. the same shit, but it's just like, we want you to be alright with being yourself. It's cool to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be original. It's cool to be like, it's cool not to have a brick that ain't right. You know what I'm saying? It's cool to be like, man, I started with an 8-ball, turned the motherfucker 8-ball to the 7. You know what I'm saying? 14 and shit. It's cool to be that. It's cool to be like, you know what I mean? It's cool to be a cool kid. It's cool to be a nerd. It's cool to be anything. You know what I'm saying?
That's how we get it. Like, we just want to admit, like, man, like, just be yourself. Yeah, man, you never be afraid to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? I call myself dirty in a minute, the snotty new young boy. I call myself all that type of shit. That's swag. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And you gotta be rich at heart. So it's like, once you're rich at heart, you ain't gotta worry about all that extra shit. You know what I mean? No materialistic shit. You know, you gotta rap about that shit and all that shit. You know, I do none of that shit.
Real life shit.
Yeah, I mean, now, I'm just like, notorious skinny me. I mean, I'm just branding notorious skinny me right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they buying into this shit. I'm just what they want. That reckless shit. You know what I'm saying? That reckless shit. That real life rap shit. And I'ma say shit that nobody never wanna say. You dig what I'm saying? Conversation nobody never wanna say. And I ain't gonna sound like nobody. No, like I love nothing. Money is sound alike. That's what I like about this shit. You see me? I'm just loving this shit. Trying to figure out how I'm gonna come out with this shit. When I'm gonna come out with this shit. You know what I mean? Like, we get some proof. I got somebody on cam. I need to get some proof with this shit. One minute I like this shit, one minute I don't like this shit. I mean, so much without writing raps. I got a whole phone full of tracks. You know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of tracks. I got about 50-something tracks on my phone and shit that I'm on. You dig what I'm saying? I got lines I can drop. I just take my time and shit. It's like different the curse. I like this shit. That I don't like this shit. Like this shit, and I don't like this shit. My man died doing this shit. I ain't gonna keep doing this shit. That shit depressing in the studio. Knowing the nigga that you be with every day died in one of them motherfucking joints. That nigga died recording. So that shit, man. That shit fuck with me and shit. So, but it's still like the reason I rap though. It's still one of the main reasons I rap. So it's like, shit, notorious to me. That's what all that shit is. Come on in there and shit. Like, damn, that nigga really died doing that shit. Nigga died doing something. All them niggas got a bag off. You don't think I'm gonna get that shit. Nah, man, just great. That nigga was alive. He let's be rapping. I wanna be rapping. I wanna be rapping. Nobody was rapping. Once them niggas died, nobody be rapping and shit. Everybody be doing some more other shit around, doing some other shit. We grew up wild. I mean, we grew up wild. Mom was like the only nigga on some shit like you can really brag about around the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Shit, man. Shit, we was niggas around the neighborhood, but we talking about 20 for Jeff. We going on our own this nigga. There's a lot of rap niggas around our neighborhood. You know what I mean? But any motherfucker that support us, they are having shit. And they from around our neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, we from 20 for Jeff. They have all these from Allegheny, Erie Avenue and shit, you dig what I'm saying? So it's just like, you don't motherfucking embrace up with motherfucking rap and shit. You know what I'm saying? We honor that. I know I do. You know what I mean? I honor that to the full. So it's just like, motherfuckers don't want to help them, man. They let them come to us. But I'm talking to them, they're positive and shit, you know what I'm saying? They just be like, yo, like, if I thought you were going to get it, we all look like niggas. Like, down the way and shit, when it come down to a positive, like, we should start rapping shit that we doing. Start from that fucking support that and shit, you get what I'm saying? And it ain't even like, especially in the hood, though. And then it's just like, damn! If these niggas over here, how these niggas over here support niggas? Man, what the fuck? These niggas over here support niggas, but these niggas over here support niggas. But
damn, they going one at a time.
But it's just like, but then it's back to like, man, nigga, believe. And the next nigga really got hate on a nigga. You dig what I'm saying? Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. That's all this shit boiled back down to. Like, damn. Like, wild neighbor. Yeah, man, we always shit. Realist high, skinny me. And I'm giving a reckless time. What I call a reckless time. I call it reckless time. Like, you know, the reckless time is it. They get looked down on a lot, you dig what I'm saying? When they come to the record, you be reckless. Any kind of way, that shit ain't even got to be in like an accident. All out reckless, you dig what I'm saying? A nigga is just, I got a brick, so I'm going to look down this nigga, I ain't got that. I got to watch, I'm going to look down this nigga, I ain't got that. You dig what I'm saying? Like, the fuck is wrong with you?
You know what I'm saying? Or after breakfast time and shit. That's why I'm considered. I'm considered everybody from the town after breakfast time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even care. If they say they don't even support me back, they on some rap, they other little artists and shit. I can support my life. I'm motherfucking all right. So it's just like, all right.
Well, yeah, speaking on that, because, yeah, I meant to open with that, but we can end it with that. Because we did the Philly Fame contest, and a lot of people hit the page and wanted to see you on here. So talk about that support, like how I feel to have people supporting you like that, because you came in first place for us to book. So talk about that.
Like that shit touched me when motherfuckers support me though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Other than like my squad and shit, you know what I mean? Just the other motherfuckers in my squad, I don't know, man. Alright, let me see something, man. Squad, don't even do this. Let me see something right there. You know what I'm saying? Let me see how I got this shit. But motherfuckers all around the world support me and shit. I honor that. I tell my fans and family and shit. I got majority of motherfuckers in my contacts and all that shit. I'm at places from all over the world. Toronto, New Orleans, Detroit. Fucking everywhere, you know what I mean? New York, Washington, everywhere. I mean, I don't think they motherfucking by and shit. They all motherfuckers and shit. All the outskirts of Philly and shit. I got a bunch of gangs, that's why I leave with shit. Really sad, you know what I'm saying? And like, we going, so I tell them, like, we going. Like, man, I get it bad, we all got bad. I'm gonna help everybody. I'm gonna thank on another blessing, you know what I mean? That's it. I'm just waiting for another blessing to happen. It's a blessing to be here, blessing to be free.
You're gonna see us right here doing the same shit.
Get a bag. It's like, I always tell them not get a bag. I've never heard about money. I got too many stories about it, but I ain't mess up about money and none of that shit. I mean, you talking that shit. I mean, I got all these real life rap stories and shit. I mean, all this shit I've been through, so I ain't fraud. I don't even feel sorry for you. I don't want none of that shit. But I'm gonna get in this joint, pop that shit off. We sound different, I sound different, I got that swag. These guys, they get fucked up. What's that? It's like Nate Couturier, Skinny Nick. Keep it locked in Philly Fame TV, man. Willis and Hottis, Willis and Hottis. Let's get it.
No bullshit.
Yeah.